Hello, I'm Marissa Latchaw, publisher of From the Ground Up. Welcome to the From the Ground Up podcast, an audio companion to the quarterly magazine about conservation, climate, and communities in New England. Today, we're looking at a quiet but powerful movement that's transforming how land is conserved across New England. At the heart of this movement are regional conservation partnerships, RCPs, collaborative networks of land trusts, conservation organizations, state and federal agencies, municipalities, and community members working together to conserve the forests, farmlands, wildlands, and vital ecosystems that define this region. In this episode, we examine RCPs, what they are, how they got started, and why they are more vital today than ever. We then look at five examples of RCPs from around the region that are leveraging and tailoring the collaborative RCP model to support community-centered land conservation. Here is Regional Conservation Partnerships Powering Community-Centered Land Conservation. Let's dive in. Across New England, a quiet but powerful movement is transforming how land is conserved. At the heart of this movement are Regional Conservation Partnerships, RCPs, collaborative networks of land trusts, conservation organizations, state and federal agencies, municipalities, and community members working together to conserve the forests, farmlands, wildlands, and vital ecosystems that define this region. Here, we examine RCPs, what they are, how they got started, and why they are more vital today than ever. We then look at five examples of RCPs from around the region that are leveraging and tailoring the collaborative RCP model to support community-centered land conservation. What are regional conservation partnerships? Regional conservation partnerships, or RCPs, are voluntary collaborations that bring together diverse stakeholders with a shared goal: to conserve land and natural resources that transcend town and state borders. Rather than working in isolation, RCP members coordinate conservation actions at a landscape scale, ensuring that efforts are strategic, science-informed, and community-driven. The RCP model of collaborative conservation in New England was originally conceived in the 1990s by the Wildlands and Woodlands Initiative based at Harvard Forest, which evolved to become Wildlands, Woodlands, Farmlands, and Communities. The first Wildlands and Woodlands report published in 2005 used the term Woodland Council for entities actively engaged in land protection coming together across subregions of the state to collaborate and create the necessary infrastructure to achieve conservation at scale. The Heistead Foundation, fiscal sponsor of Wildlands, Woodlands, Farmlands, and Communities, hired William Labick in 2010 to advance this model for broader cooperation as a way to help address accelerating development pressures and ecological fragmentation. Since then, RCPs have become part of the landscape conservation movement that has spread across the country. Today, Heistead's William Labick and Katie Blake and their ongoing work to coordinate the RCP network play a catalytic role by offering coordination, capacity building, and convening support to RCPs, which includes the annual RCP network gathering. Their work has allowed many partnerships to scale up their ambitions and impact, moving from informal collaboration to structured, strategic initiatives that span hundreds of thousands of acres. An exemplar of collaboration and integration, RCPs are central to achieving the long-term vision laid out in the Wildlands, Woodlands, Farmlands, and Communities Initiative. This bold and inclusive vision aims to conserve 80% of New England as forests, farmlands, and wildlands while supporting thriving, equitable communities. At its heart, Wildlands, Woodlands, Farmlands, and Communities calls for integrated conservation, collaborative approaches that don't just protect land but also enhance climate resilience, sustain livelihoods, promote equity, and strengthen local economies. RCPs act as essential vehicles for turning vision into action. Because they operate at a landscape scale and are not constrained by political or geographic boundaries, RCPs are uniquely positioned to integrate conservation and land planning. The RCP model recognizes the interconnectedness of forests, farms, waterways, housing, and infrastructure, and each RCP is building relationships that make it possible to plan holistically. This integrated approach is increasingly important in the face of climate change, biodiversity loss, and economic disparities. RCPs not only help conserve land, but also advance nature-based solutions, strengthen local food systems, and build partnerships with indigenous groups, landowners, municipalities, and other key stakeholders. Real-world impact, 5 RCPs in action. The Hudson to Housatonic RCP, known as H2H, spanning parts of New York and Connecticut, is a vibrant example of cross-boundary collaboration. H2H brings together more than 30 partners focused on conserving forested landscapes, connecting habitat corridors, and engaging local communities in conservation. Their work has led to significant land protection wins and the creation of tools that help towns integrate conservation into planning decisions. The Maine West Partnership exemplifies how conservation efforts can be entry points to nature for all types of community members. Encompassing a 27-town region in western Maine, Maine West blends land protection with inclusive outdoor programming. From wellness hikes for people over 50 to outdoor expeditions for at-risk youth and those in recovery, the partnership works alongside trusted local organizations to lower barriers to nature, ensuring that participants feel safe, supported, and welcome. These initiatives extend beyond conserving forests and trails. They promote community well-being, social connection, and mental health, demonstrating how RCPs can both protect land and increase access to natural spaces and their numerous benefits. In Connecticut, the Litchfield Hills Green Print Collaborative has conserved tens of thousands of acres through its network of more than 20 partners. By aligning around a shared conservation map and prioritizing areas based on ecological and community values, Green Print has advanced large-scale protection while also supporting local farms, trails, and public access. The Staying Connected initiative, which stretches from the Adirondacks to the Acadian Forests of Canada, demonstrates how RCPs can operate across international borders. This ambitious effort works to maintain and restore wildlife connectivity across one of North America's most important ecological corridors. The Staying Connected initiative has combined land protection, transportation planning, and community outreach to create an enduring conservation legacy. The Woodlands Partnership of Northwest Massachusetts represents a unique blend of conservation and economic development. This RCP has successfully leveraged state and federal recognition to support sustainable forestry, promote nature-based tourism, and invest in local economies, all while protecting the vast forest landscapes that define the region. A model for the future. At a time when collaboration is more vital than ever, RCPs offer a model that is both pragmatic and visionary. They bring together people who may have different objectives, but who seek to balance conservation goals and community needs in a nuanced and careful manner. The work of RCPs and the RCP network, which today includes the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic regions, offers a hopeful blueprint for regions across the country. By fostering trust, sharing knowledge and priorities, and working across boundaries, RCPs are showing that when we come together, we can protect land, support communities, and build a more resilient future for all. Thanks for listening to From the Ground Up. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe so you never miss an issue. And if you're tuning in on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, take a moment to leave us a rating or review. Your support helps these conversations grow and reach more listeners like you. For more stories, artwork, poetry, and perspectives at the intersection of conservation, climate, and communities in New England, visit fromthegroundupne.org. From the Ground Up is published quarterly by Wildlands, Woodlands, Farmlands, and Communities, and supported by the Heisted Foundation. Subscribe for free and join us each season as we share stories that inspire connection and action.